Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette. EB, what's going on, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How about you?
Doing well. I'm just looking forward to this game. I've got trepidation about this. I was saying this earlier today that it's I don't know if it's just Brady being, you know, kind of embarrassed because he forgot how many downs there were in the game against the Bears, or the fact that they just lost to the Bears. But this game, I don't feel is going to be nearly as easy as many people seem to think it is. You know what I mean?
I totally understand what you mean. That front seven is it's about as good as they're going to get. You know, that they're going to see all year. So I really feel like that this is going to be a good test. And I think the way, you know, people are saying win or lose, what are you betting on? I'm betting on the first play as a jet sweep. Because I think what I would do, I'm attacking that defense, is I got to get those safeties out of their spots. And I got to get those linebackers thinking east and west and not north and south. So I'm running a jet sweep. And get safeties, get backers moving. And then after that, run some counters off of it. You know, they run that counter all the time where they run a jet sweep, where they're going to run deep motion, and then they run the counter back the other way. They're going to need to do some of that because I think they're going to have a hard time just trying to knuckle it up and go through A and B gaps head up. But I think if they can get the safeties moving, the backers over pursuing a little bit, then they can get the run game going. And then that'll pop up some stuff over the top. So I think this is going to be a heck of a chess match. And so far this year, Matt LaFleur he's been to the challenge with the chess matches. So you know, I think this is going to be fun.
I look at the possibility of most likely Devonta Adams coming back, Kenny Clark coming back. Let's start with Kenny Clark. What do you think this does for Preston Smith's numbers when Kenny Clark returns?
I don't know. I think that, you know, a few people have talked about Kenny Clark and that. I think what really will affect his numbers is when they can get a couple of good linebackers in the middle and let him go. One of the things that's a little bit different that he has done in the past versus right now is he's playing a little bit more solid against the run. He's not just all over the place. And, you know, he's playing more sound, technically sound. So that tells me that they want him to be roped down rather than just, you know, pinning his ears back every single play. So I think what they need is they need some better help in the middle part of the field, and then I think you'll see his numbers start going up.
I like the fact that the secondary is extremely solid. The linebacking play has been pretty good, but it's some of the surprises. You know, you might be getting a you know, better play from some of the guys that you thought may or may not be helpful this year. You know, again, we talked a little bit about it last night. Should we be giving Brian Gutekunst now all the credit in the world for kind of figuring this out? You got a guy like Jonathan Garvin that's going to be coming back. Chris Barnes has really stepped up after getting cut and then comes back and he's starting the very next week. You're getting decent play out of these guys, and Kirksey, albeit he's hurt, at least gave you something as well. Should we not be? I don't say you don't question, but should we not be as quick to judge the things that Brian Gutekunst does because of some of the moves that he's made that now we're going, oh, wait a minute, these guys aren't that bad?
I don't think – God, that's a great question. I think, yeah, I think you got to let these guys understand, or we need to understand that they know who's on their roster and they know who's in practice, and they see what some of the things that we don't see, and we don't necessarily know what piece they need or what piece they're missing, whereas they're, you know, they know it. They know what they're trying to do, and I need this guy. So they, hey, all right, we're going to draft Dwara, or we're going to draft A.J. Dillon. You know, those are the things that we don't know that they're thinking about. You know, we always want to think the high guy, the guy that can run the fastest and have the best college numbers. That's the guy they should take, and, you know, maybe that's the future. But I think right now they needed the pieces to build their offense and run their base offense and, of course, their defense. So, yeah, I think they've done a pretty good job. I guess a couple more years and we'll see.
I really like the offensive line. I know that they've had a lot of depth. But while they've been really, really good at giving Aaron Rodgers all kinds of time to throw, and he's been one of the least touched quarterbacks in the league, how good are they, do you think, against a more stout run defense like Tampa Bay?
Well, they're really good pass blockers. We know that. And I think they have some challenges in the run game. But they have been better. And I'll tell you, Corey Linsley has been playing fantastic, as well as Elton Jenkins. I think those two guys are the finest, not the finest, but maybe can be talked about as one of the finest guard center duos that's out there right now. And that's key to the running game. So it's going to be whether or not they can get their hips around on some of these guys, because I don't know if they're not built for, you know, to be a road grader by any means. But, you know, if they can get their hips turned and get upfield and just start picking off guys at the second level, and I'll say, hey, they're a pretty good offensive line. But right now, I don't know. I know they're really, really good against the pass. Their pass protection is fantastic. But, you know, this is going to be a huge test for us to find out how good they are.
Talking with Eric Brancheck at the Green Bay Press-Gazette. Now you get Devontae Adams back, and you're talking about possibility of Equanimeous St. Brown coming back. Where does Equanimeous St. Brown fall in all of this? Because you've already found weapons in guys like Robert Tonyan. You're starting to throw the ball a little bit more to Jay Sternberger. There's obviously Malik Taylor, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Darius Shepard. These guys have played in the absence of a guy like Equanimeous St. Brown. So where does he fall into the mix when he finally does come back?
I think we'll see. This is going to sound strange, but if he's the better blocker of the guys you named, I think he plays because they really need. If you watch them closely, Lazard, he was pretty good at catching the ball and all that. Doesn't have the greatest wheels, but one of the things that guy really did well was blocking downfield, whether it be on a screen pass to the back or another receiver, or in the run game, going down and picking off a safety that's filling the alley or a linebacker. So I think that's it. I know it sounds strange to say that about a wide receiver, but you want a 75-yard run, that wide receiver's got to have his helmet in there somehow.
Then you got Tom Brady, and we know that Tom Brady is I think Aaron Rodgers is exactly right. This does not change. If Aaron Rodgers wins this game by 3 touchdowns, it doesn't change the discussion of GOAT and all that kind of stuff. I mean, rings speak extremely loud, and Tom Brady is quite a bit older, and you expect a little bit of a downfall this year considering the fact, and I mentioned this earlier, look, Aaron Rodgers, it took him a year to really get Matt LaFleur's system, and that's with all his guys. Tom Brady went to a new team with new guys, with a new head coach, with a new philosophy, with a new system. So I expected him to have somewhat of a down year this year, didn't you?
Yeah, of course. And I think that's a pretty scary combination that they got going on down there. Bruce Arians he can put together an offense. We all know that, and to have some of the tools that they have, they're a little nicked up down there. But I think the best is yet to come with those guys. And gosh almighty, you know, Green Bay's got to be thinking defensively that they're really going to have to play sharp and get him moving, because this might be one of those games where he just, you know, looks magical. It always seems like in the best, when he's down or they're in a tight spot, that you can rely on him not to make any stupid mistakes. It's been a little bit different this year. You know, we had a couple pick sixes, but, you know, that defense, they got to be sharp. And I think the most important thing is to get the 12 on their side, getting him moving. They don't necessarily got to put him on the ground. They just got to get him moving.
Joe asked me during Buy or Sell, he said, do you think that Robert Tonyan gets 75 yards and 2 touchdowns in this game? Let me ask you.
So, absolutely. I think 50 yards and a touchdown would be a pretty good outing. There's a lot of guys to throw the ball to. And they're going to have, you know, and here's the reality is with Adams back, you know, he's going to command 10 balls, right? So there may not be that many balls to go around. And, I think, 50 yards in a TD, I don't think any tight end in the league is going to complain about that.
I don't think you're going to see as many touches for Aaron Jones, only because you're probably going to see the heat, and they're going to want to spread it around to everybody as not to wear anybody out or have anybody take too many hits. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. But I think there's going to be a lot of fresh faces in there, a lot of fresh legs. So I don't think that they're going to be relying on Jones. But then who knows? I've said things like that, and all he comes out, he touches the ball 24 times and, you know, scores 3 touchdowns and all that. So I don't know. I think it depends on how the game goes. But I tend to agree with your previous statement that, yeah, they'll probably spread it around a little bit.
Always good, my friend. I appreciate it. And we'll talk again on Monday and break it all down, okay?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me on. I hope you have a really great weekend. Say hello to everybody down there at the studio.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Eric. There you go. Eric Branch at Green Bay Press Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.